Thank you for calling.
Yes, hello, is this Patrick?
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Astrid Innes.
Mm-hmm. All right, just give me a second.
Sure.
Thank you for calling, Astrid. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going on? How's your
good.
Weekend?
Good. Oh, it was good. It was good. It was busy, but good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
I just wanted to quickly touch base about the ISBN
mm-hmm.
because I see what you all are offering,
mm-hmm.
and the but then I remember you mentioning that other people offer it as well. So what is the difference in
mm-hmm.
terms of going through you all versus
mm-hmm.
getting it independently of you all?
Okay. So let me just explain you. For example, see, if you can go and somewhere else and you want to buy the ISBN independently, so for example, you're just only getting the ISBN number, right? That is the 14-digit
okay. uh-huh.
number that is used for the book, at the back of the book. So the difference
uh-huh.
is normally you will get around, I mean, I don't know exactly what cost you will get over the internet. There must be a different cost, but two things what we give a surety on. We give a valid authenticity. For example, if you are going to purchase from us, so we're going to give you a written form. The form, it means that you have to fill out the complete information, and it will be
right.
in front of you. For example, I'm going to provide you everything, and then you will return me everything through the email, and then we're going to apply it. It will take around 7 to 8 businesses to have the ISBN number. So it's a proper procedure. For example, you can go somewhere else and you can buy the ISBN number in a cheaper price, but you don't have any proper documentation. For example, you don't have, I mean, for example, sometime it happened that the client come up with their ISBN number and it sounds that when we're going to check the ISBN number, so sometime it occurs to be the invalid ISBN number. So in that case, you cannot go and reach them and ask them for the referral and everything. For this is the assurity that we offer to the client. And apart from this, we will be offering some more things. That is the imprint, the barcode, the LCCA number, means the Library of Congress number. It means that we are going to register you as an author in the Library of Congress. And apart from this,
mm-hmm.
we are also providing you the copyrights. I mean, your book have the pictures. For example, your book cover has your image, obviously in the title and everything is on the book cover. So for that purpose, we will be giving the copyright for the book cover, for the manuscript, the content that you're using so that nobody can go and replicate the book. Nobody can go and copy the content. So these are the things that we are providing in a bundle package, all of these things, and giving you a proper surety that whatever you are paying for, you are getting all these in a legitimate way. So that's why I have mm-hmm. shared a proper email and a proper package. And these are the things. If you give me your go-ahead with this, so we can proceed with this, and I can, in the right back, I will show you some forms, that is the ISBN form, the copyright form, and the LCCN form. So you have to fill out this form. You have to share with me the personal information required over there so that we can send to our legal department, and then they can do the rest of the thing for you.
Okay. All right.
So,
yeah, okay, that sounds good. All right. I will probably do it either later tonight. I need some time because I'm literally about to head out the door because I have another appointment.
But I
wanted to talk to you first just to make sure I understand what this entails compared to what other people are offering kind of thing. And I'm doing one final pass through the book. I just see like maybe two minor things. I'll send it by email. I don't really
yep.
care for the font that they numbered at the, what you call it, the page numbers at the
page.
Bottom. To me, it's a little bit hard to read. So I
yep.
think I want it similar to the font used in the table of contents. So I'll put this all in the email.
I have something to share your email, the one that I'm sorry to cutting you off, but the email that you have shared me last week. So I have shared your feedback with my team, and hopefully by tomorrow, team will share me a revised file. So what you can do, once you have the revised file from my site, then you can go through and give your final look on the file, and if still there are some changes required, so you can let me know through the email, then we can proceed towards the finalization of your book. Sounds good?
Okay, so I don't need to send it. So just send the comment.
For now,
to
you don't need to send me any comment. For now, just hold on till I can send you another file by tomorrow, okay? Or day after tomorrow, once I have the final file from my team, in which the changes that you have highlighted last week, I remember you have sent me an email in which you have mentioned all the changes that you're looking for to the in the editing. So I have shared the same with my team. Let's see what team understand from your email, and if the team can figure out all the things, and once I share the file with you, just go through with the file, check if there's anything required more, so just list down it on the email, then we can make the changes, okay?
Gotcha. Okay, that sounds good. All right, well, I appreciate this time. I just need to run, and I'll take a look at the ISDN information, and my goal is to get it to you definitely by the end of the week. It's just that I'm, you know, running around getting some stuff done, but it'll get done this week. So I appreciate it.
You already have the email link. So whenever you get time, you can just directly share the details and let me know once it's done. All right?
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.